over here. We got Lanisha Randolph in the back, Robin Randolph's sister. Y'all give it up.
Some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Dans le vent et le bruit de... terre, nous ferons demain au creux de nos ailes. Sous une pluie de flocons, on nous enterre et je me tais loin de vous.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC,
does not show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore edition of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on 883 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Savar. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Hey kids, it's time for Uncle Mikey's Town Tune Show.
We'll be right back.
from their debut album, Marquee Moon. That's the title track. Television, Marquee Moon, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before Television, how about some Interpol in that set of music with Obstacle One? A song that I strongly, strongly hear a lot of Television influence. In fact, I hear a lot of Marquee Moon, so I thought I'd play those two back-to-back for you. Start off that entire set on this encore edition of the Viva La Mock radio program with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. It comes to you live each and every Friday night at 9 p.m. here on WRCT. And then other times, like Tuesday afternoon and randomly other times even, and we call those encore presentations. This is one of those encore presentations. This show originally aired on April 8th of 2022. And parts of it is from that actual show, and other parts are, since I have a four-hour radio program and this encore is 2 hours, I just crammed some of the good songs that we missed into the remaining parts of that. So if that makes sense to you, great. Welcome aboard. You know, it was on April 8th of 1977 that The Clash released their debut album over in the UK. How about playing something from that? Jane Jones. Rock and roll, whoa. The love is getting strong, whoa. The love is getting strong, whoa. He don't like it, but it's up now. The love is rock and roll, whoa. The love is getting strong, whoa. The love is getting strong, whoa. He don't like it, but it's up now. And he knows what he got to do. He knows he's gotta have fun with you. The lucky lady. And he knows when the evening comes, when his job is done, over and it's all for you. It's a love with rock and roll, whoa. It's a love with Kenny Stone, whoa. It's a love with Jenny Jones, whoa. He don't like it for a job now. In the entry, lots of work, but the boss at the firm always thinks he should. But it seems like everyone, he got a phone call, Tina. They just went around without fewer.
only brings the fear. Nothing to corrupt the eyes, there is no vision here. At first you may find it strange, but do not go away. The darkness holds a power that you won't find in the day.
Fugazi there by suggestion with the song Suggestion. Pulled that off their 1988 debut EP, also known as Seven Songs. A couple years later, it was reissued as 13 songs, but I went back to the original because that's what we have at WRCT, the original. Hey, speaking of originals, how about the New Dunkin' Imperials from their Hanky Panky Parley Voo album with I'm Schizophrenic, No I'm Not. Also played The Damned in there. Wait for the blackout. The Damned, would you believe it was April 8th of 1977 that The Damned performed at CBGB's? They were the very first band from the UK, or actually just not from the area, actually, for the most part, I should say. Non-American citizens, let me put it that way, to play CBGB's, and they did it on the exact same day that The Clash released their 1977 debut, self-titled debut, the iconic Clash album, which I played from there, Janie Jones, right before that set of music. Gets us where we are now, which I'm not sure where it is, but I can tell you that we have a Bobby Rydell mock coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. Hey, if you ever have a suggestion for a song, like Tom did with that Fugazi, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. We're going into some of that recording from April 8th, 2022, right after this.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
So you heard me say that that Clash album their debut album came out on this very day back in 1977. And as I was digging through some of my research, I found another album came out not on this, well, on this day, but not in 1977. It came out 2 years before that, 1975. Another album came out that I'm not going to play, but I will play a cover because
Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic came out on this day in 1975. So why not play some REM as promised with their version? is Energy wrapping up that set of music. Uh-oh. Let's just turn that down and just pretend that didn't happen. Spiz Energy wrapping up that set of music with Where's Captain Kirk? I know, I'm spinning the vinyl. It's safer than the CD players right now, but I've heard coming soon will be some new CD players. But I've been playing a lot of CDs, and we just knock on wood, plastic, knock on all this stuff. Yep, knock on the microphone that we won't have issues tonight. So far, so good. Hey, before this, Biz Energy, some brand new music from Elvis Costello and the Imposters from the Boy Named If album with Farewell OK. Also played the Mount McKinley's in there. Played that one for Joey Jojo. And I believe that's actually the name on his driver's license, Joey Jojo. He's driving home from work and listening to Viva La Mock, and I thought he might like to hear some Mount McKinley's Bring You Down. Nomads. The Nomads gave us their version of the Sonic Psycho and start off the entire set with R.E.M. doing their version of Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic, the original version released on this day back in 1975. Yeah, we are approaching the top of the hour, and we know, you know, we all know that right around the top of the hour, I try to get you this thing called the Mock. This program's mocking, or the mocking in this program for this week, is going to be Bobby Rydell. Bobby Rydell, so secure your britches for that one, as that is coming up fairly soon, but... Before we get into anything, I want to, I don't know. Not the song I was looking for either. It's like my first day on the radio or something like that. That's the song I've been waiting for. Yeah, you're going to hear this on the Encore presentation in its flaws. It's Red Cross here on Viva La Mock.
There's things in there. I'm free, so is she.
And you are me,
and we are all together, all together.
People say
we'll never change.
That shows, and we all go,
'cause everyone's there. I really like the way she looks in that halter top and elephant fleas. Driving down Trans Am custom T-top car. Here's some Tracy Lee playing on the radio. Turn it up and go. No one can stop her. She is all, so don't even try.
Incantation.
Some say she is a high priest of perfection, generation. I'm free,
and so is she,
and you are me,
and we are all together, all together. People say,
driving down the highway in the Trans Am
custom T-top car.
Here's some BTO.
Ross and Lou.
taking, it's the lessons learning too. Everywhere around the world now, they're turning on to you. It's as clear